Job chapter 6. But Job answered and said, Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. Because now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea, therefore my words are swallowed up. Because the arrows of the Almighty are within me, its poison drinks up my spirit, the terrors of God set themselves in array against me. Does the wild donkey bray when he has grass? Or does the ox low over his food? Can that which is without taste be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful food. Oh, that I might have my request! And that God would grant me the thing that I long for! Even that it would please God to destroy me, that he would let loose his hand, and put me to death. Then I should yet have comfort, yes, I would harden myself in sorrow, let him not spare. Because I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength, that I should hope? And what is my end, that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones? Or is my flesh of brass? Is not my help within me? And is wisdom driven away from me? To him who is afflicted, pity should be shown from his friend, but he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of brooks they pass away, which are black because of the ice, and in which the snow is hidden. What time they grow warm, they vanish; when it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned aside, they go to nothing, and perish. The troops of Tema looked, the companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped, they came there, and were ashamed. Because now you are nothing. You see my being cast down, and are afraid. Did I say, Bring to me, or give a reward to me of your substance? Or, deliver me from the enemy's hand? Or, redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. And cause me to understand in what I have erred. How strong are right words! But what does your arguing reprove? Do you imagine to reprove words, and the speeches of one who is desperate, which are as wind? Yes, you overwhelm the fatherless, and you dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore be content, look upon me, because it is evident to you if I lie. Turn back, I urge you, let it not be sin, yes, return again, my righteousness is in it. Is there sin in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things?